Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to a very special podcast, and depending on where you're subscribed to, you could be listening to this on the www.ourauctionpodcast.com series, or you could be listening to this on the Internet Marketing Unleashed podcast series at www.askscottpatton.com. Wherever you came from, welcome. We're delighted that you've joined us, and I'm my co-host on the eBay Auction Tip Task Force, Tim Knox, is with me. And Tim, we are going to be getting together, rocking and rolling and having a great time in about a month from now, I think maybe 3 weeks from now, in Huntsville, Alabama. And I am so excited to be able to get together with you live in color and in person. So welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you. I'm sure Huntsville, Alabama will never be the same.
You got that right.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the event. I know you've got some awesome speakers, of which I humbly admit to being one of. But
you are.
But tell us a little bit more about it, how it came to be, why you decided to do it, and why everybody listening to this should not miss it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, this is I usually do like one of these a year, like a boot camp kind of thing, and everybody has been really bugging me all year. You know, when are you going to do another live event? So this is it. And what we're doing is something a little different. We're not doing the old, you know, everything internet marketing pitch fest kind of thing. We're actually doing a small business boot camp that is going to entail everything from how to determine if business is right for you, how to pick the business that's best for you, how to get started in that business. But then we're also going to look at the marketing angle of it, marketing and advertising. You're going to come down and talk about podcasting, how to use podcasting in your business. Mike Enos, the other eBay expert on the planet besides myself, is going to come down and talk about how to start an eBay business. I've got Paul Finley, who is my personal marketing guy, going to be there talking about how to creatively market your business. Also going to have Christine McKinley, who's a friend of mine. We are actually co-authoring a book right now on eBay tax tips. So she is going to be on hand to do a session on, you know, what are the IRS rules, what are you responsible for, how to save money on taxes, that sort of thing. Also really happy that my friend Dan Miller, who Dan is the author of the million-selling book, 48 Days to the Work You Love. He's got a new book coming out called No More Mondays, which is coming out from Random House. Dan's going to be on board to teach you how to use books, how to actually write books or get books written for you that you can then use to build your business. And finally, we're going to have a guy named Chuck Bowen, who is like, they call Chuck the coach's coach. He is a really successful personal and financial coach who teaches other people how to start their own coaching business. So we've got all of those people. It's coming up the weekend of November 10th and 11th, which is just a couple of weeks away. And we still have – well, it is fast. I mean, time flies when you're unprepared. But anyway, we still have do have seats left. And if you are – you know, if you're really serious about starting a small business or taking your current business to new heights, you need to be there. Because this weekend is just going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm. What I like about it, too, is there's no get-rich-quick schemes being talked about at all. It looks, you know, I know a number of the people that are coming and speaking, and it's all really solid, basic business as opposed to, you know, put up an AdSense on a web page and have a bunch of people click it and make, you know, $10,000.
Yeah, you know, that you're exactly right. I am so burnt out, and you and I have had this conversation. I hate going to these internet marketing seminars now because it's the same old stuff, same old people, same old crowds, and you don't walk away with any knowledge. You know, it's like one giant pitch fest, and this is going to be completely different. I mean, this is going to be really a boot camp where everyone's speaking. You know, I'm sure everyone will have, you know, educational materials if you want to buy them, but they are there on stage the entire time, you know, really teaching you how to do all this stuff. It's not a get-rich-quick. There's no, you know, make $1 million with AdSense or any of that stuff. It really is all about starting a real, legitimate, sustaining business and how to take that business to the next level.
Yeah. I want to go through the different speakers in a little bit more detail for those people that aren't maybe aware of who they are. And, of course, since we do an eBay podcast together, I want to start with Mike Enos. Now, Mike and you, and was it Jim Cochran went and did an eBay cruise?
We did. It's been, gosh, going on 2 years now when we first started working together. I've known Mike probably 5 years. Mike was one of the original eBay gurus. I mean, he did like $800,000 in sales on eBay.
So and he's not somebody that just gives you the theory on eBay. I mean, when a guy sells $800,000 on eBay, he really does know what he's doing.
And he does, and he sold it. It's not just information, but he sold $800,000 worth of hard goods, deliverable products, many of them drop ships. So, yeah, Mike is not going to talk in theory. He actually tells you what he did, the products he used, how he got started, all the way up to where he is today. So, yeah,
that's
good stuff.
That's really, really exciting. And then Dan Miller, he's written a few best-selling books, right?
Well, Dan is one of the best-known life coaches and entrepreneurs on the planet. He actually wrote a book called 48 Days to the Work You Love, which started out as a Sunday school course. And he was teaching the Sunday school class about, you know, how to get out of the work you hate and find the work you love. How to go from being, you know, a miserable employee to a happy employee or a happy entrepreneur in 48 days. And he was getting all these requests from his Sunday school students for, you know, hard copy. So he put together a three-ring binder, a little audio CD, and sold like $2 million worth in 2 years.
Wow.
And then he published the book, and it's gone on to sell just tons and tons of copies. He's got a new book, just got a coming out, I think, in January called No More Mondays, which kind of takes the 48 days concept to the next step and talks about, you know, how to really take advantage of what you and I do, Scott, the multiple streams of income, how to have more than one egg in multiple baskets rather than one basket full of eggs. And Dan is just, he's an incredible speaker. He is, again, known the world over. He is Dave Ramsey's personal coach. And so if you know who Dave Ramsey is, he's a financial guru who does a radio show on about 300 stations and just got his own TV show on Fox.
Wow.
And Dan is the guy that he calls when he needs a little counseling. So, and Dan doesn't speak anywhere. He's doing this as a personal favor to me. So if you miss this, you're probably not going to hear Dan Miller speak anywhere else this year.
That is really, really cool. I'm very excited about hearing what he's got to say and meeting him. And one of the things, before we get into one of the next speakers too, is like, this is an event where all the speakers are coming. They're going to be there the whole weekend. So when people hear what they have to say, that, you know, there's a lot of networking that's going on and different other things. So it's not like we're just going to get up there, you know, do our spiel for 90 minutes and then, you know, disappear or something. Everyone's going to have an opportunity to interact with everybody that's there plus all the speakers, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, when I do an event, you know, I want the speakers to have time with the people who are there to listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do is we're having lunch brought in so you can actually have lunch with the speakers. Saturday night we're having a big dinner where, again, all the speakers are going to be there. You can hobnob. On Sunday we're going to do what we call roundtables. And this is where the speakers will actually go around. We'll do a Q&A session first, but then the speakers will go around to each table for about 10 minutes and talk to the individual people there and answer questions.
Sort of
so
like speed you, dating.
Kind of like,
speed
exactly right, kind of like
business.
This. Kind of like speed dating, only business. Yep, exactly.
Excellent. Well, that'll be exciting. And that's one of the things that I enjoy most about going to events is meeting everybody that's there, talking to them, and, you know, creating relationships because, you know, works both ways, right?
Oh, it really does. And, you know, you and I both, we've been to these events, and I love to mingle. I love to talk to folks and, you know, get to know them a little better. So it's going to be a fun weekend, but again, it's going to be really up close and personal. I mean, you're going to be nose to nose with everyone there, and everyone has agreed to really just give, you know, 1,000%, you know. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be great. So let's talk a little bit more about Christine McKinley. You said you're writing a book with her?
I am. Christine is a CPA, and she does a lot of work with eBay sellers.
Mm.
And so Christine and I don't even remember how we met. I think it was through email somehow. We're doing a book together called Tax Tips for eBiz Sellers. And it's about It talks a lot about eBay, about your own website, how to get those things set up. But more importantly, it talks about, as an online seller, what are your responsibilities tax-wise? What are the things that you can deduct? What are the various business formations you can set up? How do you save money on business? What are you responsible for? So, yeah, the reason we did this is one of the questions I always get from eBay folks is, do I really have to pay taxes on my eBay income?
Right.
For some reason, a lot of people think they can make money online and they don't have to worry about Uncle Sam. Well, not true. So Christine and I are working on this book, and she has graciously agreed to come down and do an hour presentation on this topic. And it's going to be her first speaking gig. She's a very down-to-earth, wonderful lady. I think everyone will be really excited to meet her and hear about her experience, you know, doing the taxes for people who sell online. So it's going to be good.
That's really, really cool. I'm looking forward to it, too, because I know that there's lots of tax advantages that people have when they have their own business, and I know I don't, and I'm pretty sure a lot of other people don't take advantage of everything that they can take advantage of. So that's going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be very cool.
So Paul Finley, he does a lot of consultative selling and marketing, and I'm very interested in hearing what he's going to be talking about.
Yeah, Paul is actually my marketing guy. And Paul has worked for me for the last couple of years, or with me. He has his own company. He consults with me. But Paul has been involved in every big launch that I've done. He was really at the forefront when my book came out. Paul is the guy that books all of my speaking gigs. Paul is the guy, one day I said, Paul, I'd really like to have a radio show. Paul went out and got me a radio show. I mean, this is a guy, he's amazing. You just point him in a direction and get out of his way. And he is an expert at how to market your business. You know, it's not the old thing, you know, if I build it, will they come? No, they won't. You have to market it. And that's what Paul is an expert at. That's what he's going to be sharing. His presentation really is a nuts and bolts, how to market any business and do it successfully.
Wow, that's going to be really exciting. I'm going to ask him if he can get me a radio show.
Hey, well, you know what? All you got to do is ask.
That's right. Well, and you know, that brings up a really, really good point for all our listeners and those people in particular that are coming to this event or to similar events that go on, regardless of whether it's in real estate or marketing or whatever, is, you know, just get out there and talk to the people and ask and let them know what it is that you want, because I think generally people like to help other people, but if you don't tell them what it is that you want, then they don't, you know, how can they help you, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly right. And you know, unfortunately we're not mind readers.
That's right.
And your customers are not mind readers. So you really do have to help them buy from you. And that's when, again, Paul will hit that over the head. I think you'd be amazed at what you'll learn from Paul.
Yeah, awesome. So, and Chuck Bowen, he's a business coach, and he also is on the radio. He's a talk radio host. So.
He is. Chuck is a friend of mine from San Antonio. He has his own radio show, but he also has a coaching business. He is, they call him the coach's coach, because people who want to start coaching businesses go to Chuck, and he teaches them how to do that from A to Z. And, you know, Chuck does about $400,000 a year coaching. And so that's what he's going to be talking about.
That's a great guy to model.
That is a wonderful guy. There's really no more successful coach out there today working than Chuck Bowen. So he is really going to give you a lot of information. And there's so many different things that you can coach on. You've got, you know, personal coaching, life coaching,
yep,
health coaching,
yep,
financial coaching, sports
relationship
coaching, relationship coaching, podcast coaching.
Hey, that's my niche.
So I think it's going to be a great thing. This is, again, the one of the first times that Chuck has agreed to speak at a seminar. He does a lot of private coaching and training, but this is the first time he's going to be on stage.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about learning from Chuck, because most people, if they're entrepreneurs, and one of my biggest lessons as an entrepreneur was when I first left, like, as you know, I worked at Safeway. I was a Safeway store manager. I ran stores that did, you know, $26 million in sales, right? And when I left, it was kind of like I had this widget that I wanted people to buy, and I would run around and do you want to buy this? 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 And, of course, they all said no, right? And then I learned, you know, if you become an expert in your field, people come to you wanting a piece of you. And then, of course, in order to get that, they have to buy, you know, a coaching program or a DVD or, you know, information or whatever it was. And that's a very easy way to sell compared to the way I started selling. And one of the things that I think we're going to get out of Chuck is how to position everybody as a sought-after expert in their field, which to me I think is just awesome.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Chuck is really good at, you know, not only teaching you about the business side of coaching, but how to specialize, how to be a niche player, you know, whatever your interest is. For example, if you're someone who is concerned with health, health coaching is just a huge, huge thing. But Chuck teaches the principles, and there's really a lot to know. I mean, everybody thinks, you know, to be a coach, you just go, hey, I'm a coach, mm-hmm. you know. But the truth of the matter is, there's a lot of things to consider. And, again, Chuck is the guy who has taught more people the coaching business than anybody else I know. So I'm excited for Chuck to come down and share his knowledge with everyone.
Yeah, that's going to be very, very exciting. I'm really thrilled. So, Tim, what are you going to be talking about and sharing with everybody that comes?
Well, I'm going to be talking about everything else.
Everything else. Oh.
Well, you know, what
and
I thought...
after the first 15 minutes, then what are you going to talk about?
Yeah. Then I'm going to talk about the weather for an hour. You know what? I am really going to cover the basics and a lot of the stuff that I talked about in my book that got such a good reception. I want to talk about how to determine if you're really cut out to be an entrepreneur, because not everybody is cut out to be in business. Then I want to talk about how to determine the best business for you. You know, one of the biggest mistakes a lot of entrepreneurs make is they start businesses that they have no business being in.
Yeah.
So I'm going to help you determine exactly what is the best business for you. Then I want to talk about how to fund your business, how to find a location, how to deal with vendors, how to hire and manage employees. Then we're going to talk about how to market the business. I'm going to use my own businesses as real-time examples of how I've creatively marketed my business over the years, and just really go through everything business-related that you can do. And, you know, I want to make sure when everybody leaves, they have a very good understanding of, is business right for them, what's the best business for them, and how to make that business dream a reality. So I'm going to cover a lot of bases.
Wow. And it's somebody who has already got a business, maybe their own small business, have a few employees, maybe no employees. Those people are going to be able to learn how to kind of take it to the next level, right?
Well, they really are. One thing I talk about a lot is, you know, how to hire employees. You know, you don't just hire somebody because they have a pulse. Mm-hmm. You know, how to hire the best employees, how to train them, how to lead them. And notice I didn't say manage. I don't think anybody really wants to be managed. You know,
right.
People want to be led. But how to do that, how to deal with customers. You know, I had a customer meeting from hell today I told you about.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how to deal with those customers and how to fire those customers who are actually costing you more money than they're bringing in. So
yeah, I'm
going to be across the board.
That's something that's really kind of interesting, because I was at a boot camp on the weekend, and I don't know what he said, but it got me thinking about my clients. And I started writing a list down of clients and projects that I liked and clients and projects that I didn't like. And
mm-hmm.
I thought, you know, these ones that I don't like, first of all, I don't make much money on them. And I don't know if I don't like them because I don't make much money on them, or I don't like them and I don't make much money on them, right?
Right.
But it was really amazing, and I thought, wow, like my painful clients are on that side of the ledger, and my projects that I'm always procrastinating on because I don't really like doing it. And I thought, you know, I'm going to spend the next 2 or 3 or 4 months finding somebody else who can service those people and look after those people, because you don't want to just, I don't really just want to, like, you know, dump them and throw, you know, say good luck, mm-hmm. right? And some of them
right.
I may have to, but I thought I really want to have more of the people that are on the side where I'm getting good money and I'm enjoying my relationship with those people, and I think that's really something that we don't think about too much, because I know in the beginning I was like, if you breathed and you had a wallet and I could help you,
yeah.
and you know, I didn't care, right? I took
right. Oh yeah, if you could write me a check, I'll take your money.
That's right.
But yeah, but you know, I'm in the same boat. You are, I have a rule. I will not do business with someone that I don't like or that I can't get along with.
Yeah.
And I've had some customers that were, big customers, but when you look at the amount of angst that they were causing me, God, I was better off getting rid of them, inviting them to go elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's one thing we'll cover is how to invite that customer to take their business somewhere else.
Right. Cool. And the last speaker on the list is this guy who keeps trying to get you to podcast.
Yeah, who is this Scott Patton guy? He keeps bugging the crap out of me. Well, what are you going to talk about?
Well, I'm going to be talking about what's happening in the world of blogging and podcasting. And it's amazing. As you know, it's been about 2 years since I started talking about blogging and podcasting. I was going around the world talking to groups of 200, 300, 400, 500 people. And when I started, I'd say, okay, who's got a website? Stand up. And most of the room would stand up. And then I would say, okay, sit down, stay standing if you have a blog. And, there'd be like 4 out of 500 people standing. I wouldn't even ask if they had a podcast, right? And I was just at an event in England, and I said, okay, stand up if you've got a website. And everybody stood up, and it was about 100 people. And I said, stay standing if you have a blog. And like 4 people sat down, right? And then I said, okay, stay standing if you have a podcast. And there was like 4 people that stayed up. So I said, it's very, very interesting because history is repeating itself. And 2 years ago, the number of people standing who have a podcast is the number of people standing who had a blog. And mm-hmm. what's happened, of course, is it's gotten into the consciousness of everybody that you need to have a blog. You're even better off having a blog than a regular website if you can only have one, right?
Right.
And I suspect in the next 18 months to 2 years that when I get up in front of people and ask that question again, they'll all be standing and having a podcast because it is so simple to do. We all speak. We can all talk into a phone. If you can talk into a phone to your friend, you can do a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be showing people some, incredible trends that are occurring that they're going to be able to take advantage of. And what I think the number one trend that is on the horizon coming is, you've heard of the death of internet marketing and the death
oh, yeah.
of the sales letter and everything else. I'm so tempted to write the death of the computer because what's happening is you're going to be able to get particularly if you do, say, a podcast, you're going to be able to talk to your audience while they're sitting on a beach, while they're driving to work, when there's no computer around, and you're going to be able to have them buy an order from wherever they are when there's no computer around, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, 1-800 numbers are going to become so, so important, because if you're talking to people and they're, 43% of the population are auditory learners, they'd rather listen than read. And if you're talking to them and you say, call 1-800, 777-3322 right now, well, they're probably listening to you on something that has a cell phone application in it, and they can phone that number right then and there and call, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was describing this, and I said, is this new to you guys? And they go, yeah, this is really new. I said, it's not new. This is the way direct mail was, 30 years ago and 50 years ago, right? You would phone in your order. And with the internet marketing and the ability to take credit cards online and through forms, we got away from the fact that most people everybody has a phone, right?
Yeah.
And if you just tell them to call this number and place an order, they will do that because, we've proven that in direct mail over the last 100 years. So I really think that, if you're just looking at everything online, and this is what I love about this particular event you're doing, right? You're talking about business. Is there an online component? Yeah, but is your business like an internet marketing business? No, it's a business. And internet marketing is one of the ways, like TV and radio and newspapers and magazines and flyers and business cards, that you use to promote and market yourself. And
right.
Podcasting, to me, is another one of those avenues that is becoming very, very popular. Really excited and ready to blow everybody's minds because I think everyone's going to have a paradigm shift after my talk.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad you're coming because you are, I always credit you with being the guy who taught me about podcasting. And now I do a daily radio show, so we're podcasting about 2 hours of content every day.
Wow.
And it's kind of funny. You taught me how to do it, and I've taught other people how to do it. And it's one of those trickle-down, pay it forward kind of things.
Yeah.
Now, everybody at this radio station is podcasting.
Yes.
So, and it's really, turned into such a big piece of my marketing machine. You know, I don't, if you're not podcasting or even video casting, you're missing the boat. And, you know, Scott, you're the guy to teach that, so I'm glad you're coming down.
Thanks. That's exciting to hear because, you know, my mission is to put a podcaster in every business, school, and home in the world.
It's like a podcast in every pot.
That's right. That's a podcast in every pot. That's right. So when is this again?
This is coming up the week of November 10th and 11th, which is a Saturday and Sunday. You probably need to arrive November the 9th, which is the Friday before. And we're having it right here in my hometown of Huntsville, Alabama. The reason I love having it here is because we're having it at the Sheraton Four Points, which is attached to the airport. Okay. You don't even have to leave the airport. You walk off the plane, and if you're lucky enough to get reservations there, you never have to leave the airport.
I have reservations.
There you go. So, but it's going to be a great event. Like I said, we're going to feed you well. We're going to have coffee, and we'll have complimentary breakfast. We're going to have a buffet lunch on Saturday. We're going to have a big dinner on Sunday or Saturday night. And then Sunday is going to be all Q&A, all tabletop stuff. So it's going to be a lot of fun, but you need to make your reservations now because we've got three hotels in the area, and we were able to reserve about 150 rooms, and we're expecting a couple of hundred people. So go get your reservations now.
All right. And is there some sort of rocket thing nearby?
There is. The U.S. Space and Rocket Center, Space Camp, is nearby. You probably have heard of Space Camp. The U.S. Space and Rocket Center is the largest and most popular space science exhibit on the planet. We've got there's a shuttle on the ground out there. There's a couple of Atlas rockets. Just an amazing place. And they also have Space Camp where kids go and spend a week, you know, getting to be astronauts and that sort of thing. So Space Camp is known around the world. It's been in a lot of movies. So, you know, if you've got some time on Sunday afternoon, or if you come in early on Friday, you can travel 10 minutes up the road and walk around Space Camp and have a great time here in Huntsville, Alabama.
Well, that would be fun. I would enjoy doing that.
We'll have to take you there.
All right. Okay, so if you want to know more about this, everybody, head over to www.podcasting-unleashed.com/Tim Knox. KNOX Live. And you'll be able to get all the information, sign up. I'm going to be there. I'm really excited about it. I know a number of my friends, Tim, are going to be coming.
Very good.
Yeah, so, and they're a pretty dynamic group of people, and they're very excited to be part of it. So we're all coming down there.
Well, it's going to be a great time. And it's, again, it's not like any internet marketing event you've ever gone to. This really, I just call it a get together. Because we're all going to get together, we're going to put up our chairs, and, you know, we're going to just brainstorm about business, and hopefully you'll leave the weekend much better equipped to start your own business or to take your existing business to the next level. So it's going to be great, Scott. Can't wait to see you.
Yeah, it's going to be fun getting together, too. It's been a few months since we saw each other, and I was at a training, and one of the exercises in the training was, you know, list the five people that you spend the most time with and what, you know, approximately what their incomes are. Then take the average of that and see how close it is to your income. Because he said, what happens is most of the time we gravitate to the level of income of those top five people that are around us.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was very, very interesting doing that because I worked out to be just a little below the average. And it was interesting what he said. He said, you know, if you're a little bit, if you're below the average, then you're that's good because you're probably moving towards the average, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're way above the average, the chances are, you know, you've got a big ego and you like surrounding yourselves with losers because for some reason that makes you feel good.
You know? It's like owning the biggest house in the neighborhood of trailers.
That's right. That's right. You know, like, why would you do that? And the other thing he said, too, is if you're way below that level, then you've got to really be, and none of it is about people looking down or judging you or anything like that. It's just there's an energy about people that are multimillionaires that people that are on welfare just can't connect with. that is very difficult for them to connect with, right? So we said, if you're making $20,000 and you're, you know, all your best friends are making $1 million, you really have to move your energy vibration up to be able to match that, or you just fall away. It's kind of like if you're in a swimming, you know, you're swimming across the lake or something, and you're slow and they're fast. You know, it's not they're not being mean or anything, but they're just swimming, and you're just getting further and further behind until you don't see them anymore.
Right.
And thought that was very interesting. And one of the reasons I bring it up is one way, and I'm not at all advocating that you dump your poor friends or anything like that. It's just, you just don't.
Oh, I am. Dump them. Go find some better friends.
Well, that's why you should come to something like this. Because really, really successful people go as students to these things. I know I do, and I know you do. And this is where you go and you meet people that are very successful, and you build friendships, you build relationships. I mean, look at the, you know, we've known each other probably 2 years now, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
We're talking back and forth on Skype, which is what we're on right now and recording, or we're chatting with each other, sending emails, and our friendship has just, I think, just blossomed. I'm very grateful to have you in my life, Tim, and it's just been wonderful. And you're part of that group of five people that just keeps me going in the direction that I want to go into, right?
Wow. Well, I had no idea. I was so influential.
You are.
Now you're putting a lot of pressure on me to go make some money.
Well, I forgot you live in that trailer park.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You're right, though, because, I mean, there's probably you and maybe four or five other people that I communicate with on a regular basis. And I think we're all really on par as a peer group. You know, I think we're all, you know, we have common interests. We have, you know, we're all probably pretty accurate, or probably income-wise, we're probably all on the same level plane. And, you know, you guys really are, you're my best friends, even though all of you live hundreds, if not thousands of miles away.
I'm 2,000 miles away.
Yeah, so, you know, getting together at these events, and you know what, I think all of these folks I did not know until I met them at events like this. You and I think, met at an event in, was it Seattle or Baltimore or somewhere like that?
Yeah, it was Seattle we met for the first time. That's right.
Yeah, so, you know, that's, isn't that funny? My peer group are people that live thousands of miles away, and I met them at these kind of events. So,
yeah.
And hopefully that's the kind of event this is going to be.
Well, and you know, it's so interesting because when I look back, you know, 15 years ago when I was working in this little store in a little town somewhere in the middle of nowhere, and everybody I knew basically was my family or the people in this town, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, I have people that I know in Australia and UK and Turkey and all over the United States and Canada. Hawaii, it just goes on and on, and it's like I have this global friendship. And it's just really wonderful, and it comes from getting out there, you know, going out there and being at events like this where you've got 200 people, and by the end of it, you've got 199 friends, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, hopefully 200, but you know, you don't always get to everybody in the 2 days. It's a lot. It's an awful lot, right?
Well, you just have to do the speed dating thing. Spend 5 minutes with her. But no,
you're going to put me on every table.
That's exactly right. But yeah, no, if you come away with this with one really good contact, one really good friend, you're ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you know, we did this event last year, and it was we did a very small event on purpose. We didn't want to do anything huge, and I got to know practically everybody there. I had 50 people. And still hear from a lot of those folks, and I know that a lot of them have gone on to establish relationships and work together. And but that's what you're going to find. So get down here, November weekend of November 10th, coming up in about 3 weeks in my book.
Yeah, www.podcasting-unleashed.com/Tim Knox Live. And if you email me, Scott@designerwebsolutions.com, because you weren't able to find the link or whatever, I will email it to you. Plus, on our podcast pages, we'll have the link there as well. So, www.askscottpatton.com or the eBay auction tips, which is at www.ourauctionpodcast.com. So, there'll be lots of information at all those places. You have no excuse. Most people, I think, when they're like solo entrepreneurs or small businesses, they feel like they're all by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I really like about going to these events, the learning is great, the networking is great, and I don't feel like I'm all by myself anymore. And I'll have questions that I just, you know, I can't find the answers to. I may even not even know exactly what the question is. And, you know, we'll be sitting around having a beer afterwards, and the conversation will go to whatever, and I'll say, well, blah, blah, blah. And the next thing you know, there's the answers to my questions, and that could be a $1 million answer.
So, mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, I know I've made $50,000 by going to one event. So
I go to events every day.
Yeah. I do. That's why I go to them. I go, holy
there you
smokes.
Go.
You know, that's worth it.
Well, cool. Well, all right. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you, man.
I am too, Tim. It's going to be great. And everybody else, come on out and join us, because it's going to be a great party. It's going to be lots of learning and lots of business.
All right. Take care.
Bye, everybody. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again very soon.